Benjamin Franklin once said, "Glass, china, and reputation are easily cracked and never mended well." Perhaps that's what lawmakers in Washington state were thinking in 1909 when they passed a law making it a misdemeanor to slander a woman. The law is still on the books, but a female state senator wants it repealed. Austin Jenkins reports from Olympia.
Senator Jeannie Cole Wells is a Seattle Democrat and a women's studies lecturer at the University of Washington. She's also quick to embarrass, at least when asked for examples of words that might constitute slander of a woman.
I'm sitting here blushing a little bit, thinking of remarks that could be made about a woman in today's world that I probably wouldn't want to say on the air.
Polite as she may be, Cole Wells doesn't believe people who use these unmentionable words to impugn a woman should face criminal prosecution. That's why she's leading the charge to repeal Washington State's slander of a woman law, which she believes is outdated and unconstitutional.
We just don't need this antiquated law. We don't need this one that attempts to make women as needing to be protected more so than others.
Enacted nearly 100 years ago, Washington slander law reads in part, "Any false or defamatory words which impair the reputation of any female for virtue or chastity shall be guilty of a misdemeanor. Common prostitutes and girls under the age of 12 are exempted." According to the National Conference of State Legislatures, 8 other states have slander of a woman laws in the books. Lisa Pruitt, a law professor at the University of California, Davis, and an expert on slander, says these laws weren't motivated by male chivalry.
The people who really benefited from sexual slander laws were the men in the lives of the women whose reputations were slandered. And it was concern for the marketability in marriage of young women, or it was concerned for the reputation of the husband of a woman who was sexually slandered.
Today, police and prosecutors are more likely to use the slander law as a slap on the wrist to rude men. According to the Washington State Legislature, 23 people have been charged in the past 2 decades, including this man, who doesn't want his name used.
It was just like a traffic ticket, you know, and it said slander of a woman on it.
The slander allegation came last year after he scolded what he says was a scantily clad teenage girl. It happened during his 10-year-old son's birthday party at a local pizza parlor.
I went to get drinks for the kids, and when I walked by the table, I just kind of said, you know, you probably ought to get some clothes on.
Later, he says, the girl's friends confronted him, there was a scuffle, and the police were called. The teenager claimed he called her a slut, thus the slander ticket. He vehemently denies it, and the charges were ultimately dropped. Not everyone thinks Washington's slander of a woman law has outlived its usefulness. State Senator Bob McCaslin is a Republican representing conservative Eastern Washington.
I hold women on a pedestal. They are equal. Sometimes they're superior. But I think we should hold women in a little higher esteem than our buddies and our male groups.
2 years ago, Senator McCaslin killed a similar proposal to repeal Washington's slander of a woman law. This year, Democrats control the legislature, and sponsors are hopeful it will pass. For NPR News, I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia, Washington.